Beautiful music to calm you right down. That was the Pastoral Symphony from Georg Friedrich Handel's Messiah. We heard the cathedral strings, and they were conducted by Jack Byfield. Champion ballroom dancers, singers, and the Strauss Symphony of Canada. This is what you can experience at Salute to Vienna's New Year's concert. There are two dates, January the 1st at Roy Thomson Hall and January the 2nd at First Ontario Concert Hall in Hamilton. And this morning, we are speaking to the producers of the spectacle, Attila and Marion Glatz. Good morning, Attila and Marion, and welcome to Classical Mornings.
And good a very morning. Good morning to you.
Yes. Are you ready to unveil this year's very special Neujahrskonzert, New Year's concert? Unveil what you want. Who are the performers?
Well, the performers are always different every year, of course, but this year we have this wonderful conductor, András Deák. He's coming directly from Budapest, but he's conducting a lot in Vienna, right in the Musikverein.
Fantastic.
And then we have an unbelievable coloratura soprano, and she's going to bring the house down. I can guarantee that.
You need a coloratura for this kind of thing, because she will be singing some Strauss, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely, from the Fledermaus, the Adele.
And for like Fiaccamilli or...
And also, you know, she's going to sing the doll song from Tales of Hoffman. And she is like an absolute showman.
That's a showpiece right there.
And she is doing it. So I can tell you that the people will be very excited. And we also have a Viennese tenor. Mm-hmm. Then we have ballet from Austria. So it's just a beautiful show.
Is there some Lehár on the program as well?
Absolutely.
Maybe Lehár. Lippenschweigen?
Yes. Lehár, Kalman. Emery Kalman. All these contemporaries of Johann Strauss Jr.
That's my kind of concert, I'm telling you. This kind of event, a concert to usher in the new year, has a very important history. And of course, it all began in Wien. Can you take us through a few historic highlights if they come to you along the way? I believe that this tradition dates back to 1938 or something like that.
Yeah, 1938, and it is now over 80 years, and Vienna is still celebrating, and we had the hosts of Walter Cronkite. There's the televised broadcast of 1.6 billion people all over the world watching the Vienna Philharmonic at the New Year's concert. So there is a very strong history, and the history has survived.
Yes.
Until now. And this is why this concert is so important, and it brings us all together. It brings us together in a time when we don't know where we should turn to, a time when we need to look at the new year in a most positive, uplifting mood. And we say, yes, there is Johann Strauss with his waltzes and polkas and marches. And there's the Blue Danube Waltz. And the Blue Danube Waltz is the biggest musical hits of all times. And ballet and the costumes and everything is a feast for the senses.
Well, Inyo, I was just going to ask you, but you've so beautifully answered it. What do you think that has the audiences coming back year after year? And I think it's you captured it. It's this, we look forward to something and we will be treated to something that elicits nothing but joy and enthusiasm with that kind of music, right?
Yes, absolutely. This is joy and happiness. And it is... we grew up with this concert. The music is like a glass of champagne. You're sitting there and you're listening to melodies you are familiar with, and melodies where you say, yes, this is beautiful. It brings me to tears.
To tears. Because you speak about tradition, you know, reading up on this, of course, it's also attracted very famous conductors over the years. Started with Clemens Krauss, of course. Then we had Robert Stolz, Riccardo Muti, Herbert van Karajan, and now you're saying we're having this wonderful conductor from Hungary, right?
Yes.
So it's a star vehicle on all levels. Now, you mentioned it brings you to tears in their champagne. I'm curious, are there any special Viennese-themed refreshments as part of the evening that people can enjoy at intermission and so forth?
Yes, actually, the Roy Thomson Hall is bringing in Viennese desserts,
no.
Cafe, and... So maybe you can come and experience that too with the beautiful music.
Zahar Torte, perchance, or something like that?
Yeah, we have Zahar Torte and other Viennese
Café Michelag.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And so singing, dancing, and merriment, is there any chance at all for the audience to participate in a chant or song or something like that? Or in their hearts, would you say?
There's always participation. And the conductor, and especially this conductor from Hungary, does understand how to involve the audience. And this is so beautiful. And the very end is the Radetzky March. And the Radetzky March is when the ceiling comes down and people get up and the conductor gives the sign when you should clap and shouldn't clap. And it is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
And just in reading about your backgrounds too, if it weren't for you, this tradition would not have made its way to North America or the rest of the world, right? If I understand that correctly, you are to blame for all this fun?
Well, we are to blame for the North American version of this New Year's concert, Salute to Vienna. As a matter of fact, we are having shows in every major city in the United States and Canada in the very best concert halls. For instance, New York in the Lincoln Center, Los Angeles, Walt Disney Concert Hall, Montreal, and Place des Arts. So this year we're going to have 18 concerts almost simultaneously around North America.
That is fantastic. And as you say, traditions, these kind of traditions must not die, you know, because it has such a universal appeal. And I'm sure the audiences are made up of different ages as well, right? It's not just, you know, one always thinks it's the older people. I think I've seen young kids at these events as well. They should be brought into these traditions right away.
Absolutely. We see more and more younger people coming, and this is so exciting. And so it shows us that, well, it is a concert where we all have to celebrate life and love and the beginning of the new year. And young people are coming. And please, we need more and more young people, and welcome you.
And music is the great vehicle. Well, Attila and Marion, it has been such a great honor and pleasure to meet and speak to you both. You've done so much for the arts in Canada. And in advance of this special celebration, I wish you both frohe Weihnachten und einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr, which means Merry Christmas and a good slide into the
Dankeschön.
New year.
Danke.
And please, if you're listening, spread the word too, not just in Toronto, but also in Hamilton nearby. The dates are January the 1st at Roy Thomson Hall and January the 2nd at First Ontario Concert Hall in Hamilton. Salute to Vienna. Go to salutetovienna.com for more information. Thank you very much, Attila and Marion.
Thank you.
Thank you.